Welcome to the C.S. Joseph Podcast. I'm your host, C.S. Joseph. Today's Acolyte question is, what are some tips for INTJs who are doing cold calling sales? This is actually a really good question. Cold calling is extremely difficult for INTJs, and INTJs can be very good salesmen. I happen to have the privilege of knowing one such INTJ who is actually very good at sales, very accomplished in sales, and has a very good sales career before he had the opportunity to actually work with me. And I'm very thankful for his sales career. But the main reason why INTJs struggle with cold calling, you know, as compared to ESFPs, right? It's because ultimately fear of rejection through the extrovert sensing inferior. That's the problem. You know, like ESFPs, they don't allow themselves to get invested into who they're calling, basically. They have introverted feeling, parent, right? Introverted feeling, parent. Cold calling, they're just like, hey, oh, they rejected me? Oh, that's cool. Because that introverted feeling function is not so invested. But the introverted feeling child of an INTJ gets invested too quickly. It's kind of like this double whammy. When you combine that with introvert intuition hero, where it ends up becoming outcome focused, they become so focused and so invested that the idea of rejection is extremely painful because they're putting in a high amount of energy and a high amount of effort in each individual person that they're calling. Even the point of researching that person, understanding their background, gathering information in order to reduce the chances of being rejected. There's the ESFP, who is also naturally great at sales. They just don't care. Like, oh, okay, I got rejected. Next. They don't allow themselves to get invested, even though they have a higher capacity for investment compared to the INTJ. A much higher capacity for investment. It's just not really that big of a deal. So the FI child of the INTJ gets so invested that the extroverted sensing inferior just ends up being so afraid of rejection that every time they are rejected, even when they do make a cold call, it's a very painful experience to their ego, especially when they have their reverence approach with their ego temple wheel, and they have the spoke known as egotism. So the INTJ is extremely sensitive in this area. ESFP, not as much. ESFP's problem is more like, okay, who do I want to call right now? Who's the most valuable person to call right now? Whereas the INTJ is like, well, anyone can be valuable. I want to do my best for each individual person that I call, which is not the most effective. It's not the most effective approach. Let's be straight. Which, I mean, it makes sense, but it's just not an effective approach at all. So yeah, how to deal with this? Well, the INTJ needs to develop their extroverted thinking parent and realize that cold calling is nothing more than a numbers game. Numbers. It's a numbers game. They might have to make 100 calls before they get at least one person. One person who is interested in what they have to sell. Here's another thing. INTJs, you need to use your parent and realize that, guess what? 25% of the world's population is compatible with you, and thus more statistically likely to listen to you and your sales pitch. And that's one out of every four people that you have that opportunity. And that's basically what you have with your quadra. We actually teach this concept in the Ultimate Messaging Formula that we have for sale at ultimatemessagingformula.com. I've had this out for like a lot of years. But it's basically a sales concept that exposes the fact that 25% of the population of the planet is compatible with you such that they are the most likely to give you the time of day from which you can sell them a specific product. And that's important. You know, INTJs, they're the master of any skill, right? Well, as they gain mastery over the sales skill, they have to come to realize and ultimately accept. They have to accept that it's like, hey, I'm just not going to get everybody. I'm not everyone's cup of tea. The product I'm selling is also not everyone's cup of tea. So galvanizing and supercharging expert thinking parent, where they become responsibly aware of the fact that it's a numbers game. Same thing goes with approaching women. You know, like, you're only going to close maybe 2 out of 10 girls in terms of, like, getting their number. 2 out of 10. And then what percentage of that 2 out of 10 is actually going to turn into a date with them, like, you know, not flaking on you, for example, right? When's that going to happen? So, yeah. That's just life. But an expert thinking parent becomes aware of that possibility, of that dichotomy, basically. So yeah, it's a big deal. It's important. It's got to be known. But developing an expert thinking parent will help them understand the reality of what they're facing when it comes to cold calling, such that when they do get rejected, that they are using their introverted sensing demon to, quote, expect rejection. Expecting rejection is the key. You expect rejection until proven otherwise. Here's the thing. This is where INTJs get all uppity, though. When you talk about expecting rejection with introverted sensing demon, their usual response is, well, if I'm expecting rejection, then why should I even bother wanting anything, or wanting to talk to them, or wanting to go to this girl and ask her out, or wanting to call them and sell them a product? Why should I bother with my NI hero? You know, this is typical cognitive reflection. It's also known as the Battleground of Titans, specifically. Battleground of Titans. And you don't want to get caught up in that bullshit. You just don't want to get caught up. Because the reality of the situation is, it's still, at the end of the day, a numbers game. And you need to expect, you need to reduce your expectations to the game. And the game is, you're only going to close, or at least get a conversation where someone's going to be willing to listen to you, in a small percentage. This is why I find sales funnels to be a much more superior sales technology to use, or sales methodology to use, over the stupid traditional cold calling thing. Human beings do not like being bothered. Human beings do not like being called. And in my opinion, INTJs should be avoiding cold calling altogether and focusing on a different form of marketing, a marketing format known as attraction marketing. I think that's more important. I think attraction marketing is like, in my opinion, like, you don't even have to run a single advertisement. That's how great attraction marketing is. No ads. So that's just like a big deal, you know, a really big deal. So attraction marketing basically works like this. You create a bunch of content, you give it away for free. People consume it, they like it. You make a product that you give available for free. Be like, hey, it'll solve this problem. In exchange, you give me your email. They give you their email. You build your email list from that. And then you do launch after product launch after product launch. And you make money off of those product launches to continue to grow your business, basically. You don't have to run a single advertisement, because guess what? Every single piece of content you create is technically an advertisement for your brand or your product. That's attraction marketing. Why would you be wasting your time on cold calling entirely? Like, just stop. My opinion, cold calling is weak and it's not effective, and it just doesn't work, especially in today's day and age for entrepreneurship. Now, warm calling, let's say you have that attraction marketing thing figured out. Every email you get is a potential lead. If you can actually gather information on that person who gave you that email, What if you texted them? What if you called them then, right? That sounds far more valuable. That sounds more meaningful. You see what I'm saying, folks? That's the value of attraction marketing. So that would be just another tip that I would give INTJs. It's just like, if you don't want to deal with the extroverted sensing inferior rigmarole, then why don't you just get away from cold calling entirely? Just get away from it. Why don't you just get away from it? Like, what is the actual point? You see what I'm saying? So, all right, folks, that's it for this episode. Thanks for watching and listening. Like and subscribe, and I'll see you guys next time.